think a military conspiracy is behind Helen's death. That's too far-fetched, Thompson.
Hear me out.
Helen died of natural causes.
Yeah, but there are all kinds of agencies that know how to make murder look like natural causes.
Why would they come all the way out here to do that?
Okay, New Zealand's isolated, the people speak English, small population, it's an ideal laboratory.
But
also, Kessler's has a station here with all the latest technology. Take the security system up there. Believe me, that is not our normal practice.
Talk me through it, Thompson.
Okay, it's like this. The days of nuclear warfare are over. Nobody wants another Hiroshima, so rather than bomb the crap out of a country to get them to surrender, you find another way. You use social engineering and you create a society of passive civilians who are easy to take over.
So we're being turned into a bunch of zombies.
I'm just suggesting it's possible that Helen was conducting experiments in mind control and that someone killed her for it.
Who?
I don't know, but I think it's worth pursuing.
Wouldn't she need guinea pigs for that?
Yeah, who was she experimenting on?
Who did she spend time with?
Us.
No. She wouldn't have done that to me. We were friends.
Look, I'm just saying...
Leave it out, Thompson. You never knew her. She wasn't using us in that way.
Oh, looks like I touched a nerve.
We need to get into that station.
I've had a thought about that.
Right, Mike.
Yes, Mr. Buchanan.
Come on, we're going.
Where to, boss?
That address you found. What are you doing sitting around here, Thompson?
Having a drink, Frank. Care to join us?
Look, you don't make money sitting on your bum. Don't forget, Thompson, you have some calls to make. Right, Mike, let's go.
I'm right here.
We'll get the door.
Frank seems to be a good man to work for.
Shut up. You know why I agreed to work for him.
I haven't seen the inside of the station yet.
The access code has been changed. When Frank and I went up there, the damn station gave us 30 seconds to get out.
What does this effect you have on people?
The station is not a person.
So tell me, how you think we can get in?
The back door.
What back door?
There's always a back door.
Oh, Mr. Buchanan, slow down, man.
I'm in a hurry.
Oh, we'll still get there today to slow down. Left there, left.
I see it. Right. Come on. Anybody home? Open up!
Mr. Buchanan, I presume. I've already made a donation to the new library fund.
You and I have something to discuss.
Then perhaps you should come inside and have a coffee.
Fine. Mike, wait in the car.
Mr. Buchanan, let's be civilized about this. The young man can wait out on the deck where at least he'll be comfortable.
Fine. Mike... You wait on the deck.
Mike, is it? Clive Murdy.
Mike Fuckatoo.
Can I get you something? Cappuccino? Latte?
That won't be necessary. We won't be here that long.
A latte? Oh, please.
Fine. Make yourself comfortable, shall we? Now, what can I get you, Mr. Buchanan?
Well, how about a scotch?
Dewars, Glenfiddich, Shiraz, single malt.
I'll have a single malt, thanks.
Simple tastes, I understand.
Look, I'm going to get right to the point, Moody.
Please call me Clive.
Look, Moody.
One moment. Mike, one latte.
Choice.
I hope you enjoy it. Frank, may I call you that?
Suit yourself.
Okay, Frank, I was so sorry to hear about Helen.
Look, never mind her.
She thought very highly of you.
Shut up about her, will you?
Well, if it's not Helen, what is it you wanted to see me about?
Clive. I think you know.
Clayborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.